Blog Talk Radio.
Of false beliefs about who we really are, and not only centuries that is just embedded in our DNA, but also in this lifetime where the story continues. I like to watch Tom Hartman on Free Speech TV, and yes, he's very political, but he is one of the most wisest, fair individuals, and he gives you the truth if you want to know what's going on. You should check that out. Just put Free Speech TV in the search engine. It's also on Facebook, and that'll help you make a connection. But the interesting part was yesterday, he did a talk about why women have been put down for centuries based on, you know, the ridiculous Bible story of the snake and the Adam made first. Oh, yeah, always got to have that patriarchal guy in there, you know, that men are better than women and that we were taken from a rib, you know, from some guy, and then he made women. And then the woman went ahead and, you know, ate from the tree, you know, the snake tempted her, so she sinned and ate from the tree of knowledge. Right. And if she hadn't gotten that clarity, I wonder if humanity would have continued. Hey, but, you know, they had to make the woman. It certainly wasn't them. It's still not even them, even though you have all kinds of political figures that molest children or priests and things that molest children. You don't hear much about that from women. But anyways, he did a beautiful, beautiful explanation of why that belief system is still being carried out today. So if you're not familiar with Tom Hartman, I encourage you to do that. At least listen to the first hour of yesterday, because there's a three-hour show. And you can go to free, oh, it's, I know it's a .org, but it's free, I think it's freespeech.org. And click on Tom Hartman and get that explanation. And the reason that it is important is because it puts down anyone, okay? First of all, if women are the ones that have babies, but if a, if a boy child comes from a woman's womb, that makes him a sinner too. So it's just like this story of why you need the church and this story of the fact that you just aren't good enough. And it is a story because it is very, it is carried through till today in the 21st century where people believe that they are not good enough. If you're gay, you're not good enough. If you're black, you're not good enough. If you're a Muslim, you're not good enough. And if you are moving towards the higher frequency, if you request love, joy, peace, prosperity, health in your life, you are going to find that as the universe puts in front of your face some of the things you need to deal with, and maybe this is some of the stuff you need to deal with, because like I said, this isn't just this lifetime. You're dealing with this embedded into your DNA that you are less than. And black people have been trying to overcome that for such a long time, and the white patriarchal society does not want black people to be empowered. And the white patriarchal society does not want women to be empowered. And does not want gay and lesbians and especially transgender people to be empowered. And so the thing about this is, and please understand this, let's get some enlightenment going today. We are all created from that same energy, the universal flow of energy, which is the energy of love. And each of us choose the lifetime that we have come into. Some of you choose tougher routes than others. You know, I remember going through the stuff that I went through, trying to come to grips with why I would put myself in a family of a bipolar mother and a pedophile father. And now that I look back on it, I understand because it moved me forward in a huge way, huge way. But you know, when I hear an interview about a black transgender male wanting to be female, it's like, wow. Woo. That is something. That is a challenge. That is the angels are watching over them and taking care of them, trying to anyways, as they overcome their sense of that they are inadequate. You showed up here like that to make an impact. The children that die every day, they show up to make an impact. The slaves, oh, Lord, man's inhumanity to man breaks my heart. But what you need to understand, I don't care which group you're in, what you need to understand is who you really are, that you come from the source of all there is, that you come from a source of love, and that you chose this to make an impact in this lifetime, and you chose this challenge to step into your power of who you are. Whew. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Remember who you really are, a spiritual being in a physical body. Now, when I was listening to Free Speech TV this morning, and you can't get it everywhere. I think Dish still carries it. I believe you almost have to request it through DirecTV. And it is not owned by any corporation. It is only supported by donations from average people like us. But the truth comes out. Anyways, I heard this morning an individual, because they don't really have commercials, but they are showing very inspiring talks or very inspiring the good stuff that's happening on the planet, the way we are changing things. And a person was speaking this morning who was a transgender, who started out as female and is now male and looked like male, was in a suit and everything else. And he was telling his story, and it touched my heart. Because he was born Emily, and it wasn't until he was about 11 or 12 that he just couldn't take it anymore. And Emily died, and he turned into who he is now, this very fine-looking male individual in a suit. But he was saying goodbye, literally, and he wanted to do that. He wanted to literally say goodbye to who he was and step into the power of who he is. And I can't imagine the relief in doing that, but it takes courage. But I want you to know, all of you out there, whoever you are, whatever religion you have, whatever color of your skin, that the whole universe supports what you do when you follow your heart. That it is time for us to remember who we really are. And that we are making, all of us are making an impact on this planet. You don't have to be the one standing in front of a group talking about how you came out unless you are completely compelled with it, which this individual was. But when you step into your joy, when you say yes to the universe, yes, I may have been born male, but I feel like I'm female. Okay, angels, yes, I am ready to move into that direction. The whole universe supports what you do. It is the ego that'll put you down. So remember, we are fighting against a patriarchal society that has been in control of this planet for centuries and before that. It is mind-boggling to me that these books that they call sacred were written by men over the centuries, with rules and regulations that people live their, or so-called try to, or some do, some don't, live their life by. That somebody who's an adulterer thinks that a gay or lesbian person is absolutely worse, and throw judgment at them and cruelty at them, and then while they're doing their own thing. These things are rising to the surface because you are a spiritual being. You can be inspired by, maybe you feel your path isn't as tough as that. Everybody's path. Everybody's path has got their stuff. Everybody has a journey to make to realize who you really are. And the journey takes so much effort, But I want you to understand, especially in 2016, in crown chakra issues, that the universe is going to support you. Whether you are trying to rise up out of poverty, whether you are trying to forgive yourself for mistakes you may have made, maybe you're, you know, got out of jail, whatever it is, these things that keep us down is all about the ego. And what has been happening with people is that the restlessness that is out there, the restlessness that is being displayed in anger and in judgment, is that people don't want to look at their own stuff. But you here are willing to look at your own stuff because you're listening to this radio show. And as I was talking, somebody did hang up, and that could be for a variety of reasons, or maybe they just didn't want to hear what I was saying. Because society has taught us to be displeased with people who don't follow the rules. God does not make mistakes. If you choose to believe in a God, I believe that that we live in a benevolent universe, and there are no mistakes when we show up on this planet. The challenges that each of us face needs to be understood. This journey is about helping you get to the place of love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. That's why you're here. That's why you're here, to get it. You're here to get it. It. There was a post that I put the other day. If you're not following me on Facebook, perhaps you would like to do that. Ultimately, every experience contributes to spiritual awakening. Think about that. Oh, and it can be so uncomfortable. The reason it's uncomfortable is we struggle against it. We struggle against the truth about ourselves. If you feel insulted by what I'm speaking about, if you feel uncomfortable about what is being said, that's the ego. That's the ego that is saying, that's not what you were taught, and you have to step away from that. I must admit, I took that journey myself because I spent my teenage years in a Pentecostal church. That stuff gets ingrained in you. And it took me a while to realize that what was being said, as you rise up in frequency, does not make sense. Does not make sense. And it starts with a God that sits on a throne ready to pass judgment on you. That's a bunch of crap. That's a bunch of crap. That is not happening. We each have free will choice. And like I said, however you choose to come to this planet, you are dearly loved. You may not get that from your friends. You may not get that from the law, the politics of things. You may not get that from people who are supposed to love you. But I'll tell you what the universe does. The universe says, splendid job. Ultimately, every experience contributes to spiritual awakening. The universe puts in front of our face whatever you need to deal with and release. Ooh, here we go. The truth is rising up and people are uncomfortable. You may not like it. It will be uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be negative in your life. Many of you have opened up and said, oh, my God, I can't believe my life is such a struggle. There must be more to life than this. And some of you have even thought, I deserve more. You are right. And the universe says, yes, 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 yes. But you must get over your fear of failure, your lack, fear of lack, your low self-esteem. So the universe pushes you along to release what appears to be holding you back. And that is the ego that says, you don't deserve this. You're wrong. You're a mistake. Also a crock. There are no mistakes. You took this on. You took this on for the challenge of finding your power. And these issues appear so negative. But instead of struggling against what is, whether you are gay, lesbian, straight, black, white, Asian, whatever it is, instead of struggling against what is and what society tells you that you are inadequate, bless this process. Ask for wisdom and understanding. Embrace love. Remember, the whole universe supports what you do as you replace negativity with love. Your life will change, and your life will be filled with grace and joy. Oh, my friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to Earth. You are a spiritual being. That is who you really are. That is what you are claiming. That is your empowerment. And as you move forward, willing to say yes to the universe, I choose joy. And those things, those old survival mechanisms, those old belief systems that no longer serve, they'll pop up. And you may struggle. But if you can remember, I am a spiritual being in a physical body. I have taken on this physical body. I have taken on these challenges to find my power and rise above it. This doesn't mean you hurt anyone else. This means you follow your path. The world is becoming more enlightened by all of this. People are beginning to see that for-profit prisons aren't what we need and shouldn't be there, because what for-profit prisons do is they create a need to have a 75% rate of bodies in there, and then the state pays them a ton of money. What happened in Arizona is that our old governor, Jan Brewer, she was paid a ton of money by the private prison system. And we end up arresting people, mostly blacks, Latinos, those of you who don't have a voice. But it's coming out in the open. Do not give up hope. These things are coming out in the open. And this is enlightenment. Gay marriage, it is enlightenment. To be able to understand that we are all one, we're all in this together. And your happiness as a gay individual, lesbian individual, is just as important. Your marriage is just as important as anyone else's. think about it. Think about who you really are and let go of the judgment about yourself. Let go that somehow you failed. That was the propaganda that was given to us at the time that we were born. That we were born in here as babies, as sinners. Inadequate. And it has made a lot of money for many, many churches. Interesting, isn't it? A way to keep control over you, because if your self-esteem is low, you're going to be easy to control. It is why people get into relationships that don't work, abusive relationships that don't work, because we don't feel that we deserve. And the universe can only give us exactly what it is that we are open to receive. It is time to change this energy around. It's 2016, for heaven's sakes. Let go of that junk. Lordy. We are meant to have fun. We are meant to move forward and be empowered. We are meant to understand who we are and love ourselves. And the only reason we wouldn't love ourselves is because society teaches us that we shouldn't. And that is how the sheep follow people like Donald Trump that have so much hatred. And maybe what I'm saying today has upset a few people, or maybe if you're listening in the archives, you're not too happy with me, and I don't really care. The more you know, the more you can move forward. And a lot of you are afraid to move forward. And you would rather be the sheep and follow what has been taught over the centuries and in this lifetime. Even though you're miserable, you would rather have that comfort level of knowing. Well, I'll tell you what, I was depressed, I was sick, I was this, I was that, I had no self-confidence, I created a world that just kicked my butt. And I decided not to live with that. I changed me. I changed my belief system. I didn't follow what the world said I should follow. And I have love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health, and that is your journey. That is why you came with that heavy-duty contract. It's time to say yes to the universe. It's very benevolent, very loving. Yes, universe, I am ready to move forward. Yes, I am ready to be all that I can be. I am a spiritual being. Today's affirmation for empowerment came from John Randolph Price. As many of you know, he's my fave. And it says, I make my choice to live lovingly, joyfully, peacefully. I toss worry behind me, wave anxiety out, and tell fear it no longer has a place in my consciousness. I embrace the fullness of life, doing everything for the joy and fun of it. I am full of gratitude and open to receive. How's that feel? How's that feel? And then the picture beneath it says, get this, please get this, because you're learning this today. And if you know that life is supposed to be fun, you know more than almost anybody else does. Boom! Abraham Hicks. Validation for what I've been telling you. And if you know that life is supposed to be fun, you know more than almost anybody else does, because many people believe that life is supposed to be a struggle. So many people believe they can't have what they want. so many people sit around and whine, moan, groan, and complain and blame everybody else. They blame and fear the transgender. They blame and fear the black man. They blame and fear the immigrant. Each of us has our role to play here on earth. The more understanding you have of that, the big picture, the synchronicity that can be created when you change the energy that you are dealing with, the happier you're going to be. All right, angels, show me my joy. I can't, you know, when I was listening to this individual this morning talk about his transition, and for each of us, whatever we went through, it's as traumatic as anybody else's. I can remember knowing there was more within me, and I couldn't find it. And when I finally stepped into who I really am and decided that I don't have to please other people and decided that I don't really care if people like me or not, it was so freeing. It was so freeing. And the way I look, I always overdress. I'm always over the top. You know why I do that? Because that's me. Not to impress you. Not to make you feel bad. I don't care. I do it because it's fun. So I must know more than almost anybody else does. And now you do too. Quit struggling against who you are and step into who you really, really want to be, what your heart's desire is. Step into it and say, I accept myself the way I am, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I can remember my own standing in front of the mirror and looking at myself and thinking, I'm OCD. I am neurotic. I'm a wife and a mother, and I don't like to do housework. I'm not a mother like every other mother. I remember seeing myself exactly for who I am. Some of it, to some people, may think, oh, my God, that's a negative trait. None of it is negative. None of what you have within you is negative. Nothing of it is negative. It's you, unique and extraordinary. My daughter sent me a Hallmark book, little book. She bought it a year ago. The fact that my daughter took this much time to fill this little book out, it's questions and says about how you feel about your mother. Anyways, it gave her an opportunity to express herself. Whew. Just that alone was huge, huge. That my weirdness, my differentness, my things that happened, who I was. Now, those of you who know me know that my daughter, from the time she was, you know, 14, 15, she started smoking pot at 12, 13, went into meth, and we struggled with that for, what, 8 years? Holy smokes. And here she is, this beautiful, beautiful young woman in her mid-20s, and she sends me this book and says that the things that I did made her who she is, and she is just so glad I was her mom. So all the things that I look at that I thought I had failed at, even though I did the best I could, got validated. I've been getting a lot of that lately. My husband has said some things to me lately that validate my quirks. Things that I thought were wrong with me, he's just like, are you kidding? No way. You're amazing. I'm not telling you this to brag. I am telling you this that when you get acceptance for yourself and love yourself, the world will meet and greet you in that manner. And please, you can't please everybody. You just can't. Somebody's not going to be happy with your empowerment. I get a few of those, and I just don't care. Because I am so peaceful and so happy in who I am. It is fun being me. It is fun being me, and I'm 60 plus. Don't wait till you're 60 plus. Accept yourself for who you are. If you have trouble with that, get my book, The Eight Keys. And then if you're having trouble finding a partner, read The Eight Keys first and then get Love, The Mystery of Happily Ever After. The interesting part about the way I write is I'm in your face. As I speak, on my radio show, I'm in your face. It's the way it is. No beating around the bush here. It's 2016. Let's get on with this. Why should we allow ego to control us? Why should we allow ego to whine our way through life? No, 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 no. That's no fun. Why should we live in fear? That's no fun. Bless the journey, my friends. If you're not having fun, you're on the wrong path. If fear overrides your life, you need to make some major changes. Now, once again, I'm going to take the callers. There was quite a few callers when I started this, and now there's only three left. So who knows what happened? Like I said, maybe a few of them didn't like what I was saying. If the truth bothers you, if you feel uncomfortable, you got to go inward. And you can end up, after you go inward, and say, well, that angel lady's crazy. And that's okay. My job is not to help you believe something different. My job is to help you open up your mind so that you can be empowered and make your own decision about who you are and what direction you want to go in. It took me a long time to get over the belief of Jesus hanging on the cross, dying for our sins, the story that was pounded into my head that people needed to be saved. It took me a while to get over that. Now I understand what Jesus came to do, to empower people. And they created a whole religion out of all of it. And who knows if any of it is true? Who knows? There's so many things hidden from us, so you're going to have to go to your heart center and figure that out for yourself. That's what being empowered is all about. Not having a guru, not having someone like me tell you what's right and wrong, but you hearing the information, go into your heart center and say, yeah, this feels good. This is right. Or no, it's not right. I'm going to take my callers now. Next week, I am back on Thursday. And I'll be on Thursday for a little while till I go to Houston, which is the 25th, 26th, 27th of June. Because I have to leave on Thursday. I'm leaving today because I actually am going to spend some time, quality time, personal time with my daughter. Woohoo! My amazing young woman. Ah, life is great. So, But June 12th, I will be at the Point Hilton for the Scottsdale Psychic Fair through, let me get the name of the people who are putting it on. Purple Lotus, I believe it is. Let's see here. Purple Lotus Productions, the Holistic Wellness and Metaphysical Expo, June 12th. I'll be there. Oh, and locally for people in the White Mountains where I live, look for me at Unity, July 16th, the Angelic Soul Clearing Practitioners Workshop. This is a certification class. I have reduced my price for this somewhat, and some of you are going to go, oh, my God, it's so expensive. Nothing I can do about that. If it is valuable to you, you will come up with the money. Tell the angels if you want to come. And if nobody shows up, I'm okay with that too. Okay? But I need you to make, if you are interested, make a $50 deposit and make your reservation. Because it's all good. Now, I put the energy out there. You decide to do it or not is up to you. Oh, a few more callers. Interesting. Okay. Guess I better get on it then. 404, you've been holding the longest. 404, please give me your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Okay. Maybe you can't answer or they went to the bathroom. Anything can happen. 415, I hope I didn't do anything weird here or I'm cut off from all of you. So here's 415, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, sorry. Hi, this is Catherine from San Francisco.
Hi, Catherine. I'm so happy you answered. never know if I just
people
hit a button
are off
that was
washing
wrong
the dishes
or something.
Yeah,
exactly. While they're listening, which can happen, and that's good.
Yeah.
Thanks for not hanging up. And you got a big election coming in June. This is going to be interesting. Anyways, my dear, what's your question for the angels?
You can hear I have a cold, and it's the first time in over a year. And then before the cold, my stomach was upset for a week. So pretty much the month of May, I've been some kind of sick, which is not. It's not really common for me. So what's going on with my system?
I know.
Am I clearing things out?
Yes, exactly. Man, I went through that in January and February. It kicked my butt. And I always ask the angels, it's like, what's going on here? And the physical body is always the last to catch up as we move up into a higher frequency, which you have done this year in 2016. And certainly you did that in 2015. And so I always try to just pump up my immune system, but there didn't seem to be a darn thing I could do about what I went through, and I won't go into details about that, but I will tell you this. The universe, the angels said to me, when you come out on the other side of this, and it went on for 2.5 months, well, longer than that. December wasn't all that great either. When you come out on the other side of this, they told me you're going to feel great, and that is absolutely true. And for the past month and a half, about the last month, I'll be 62 in July, so there's always that, oh, my God, I'm getting old. Now what do I do, you know?
Right.
But really, I am back. I am back, and I feel great, and I have energy. And the way I can tell is how I do my workouts, you know, if you feel like you're dragging your butt through it. But you will come out on the other side of this. Nurture yourself. Sleep when you need to, you know, nap when you need to nap. Sleep as much as you need to. Your body's transitioning into that higher frequency. And like I said, the physical body is the last to catch up. So good for you for understanding. And enjoy the downtime when you have to take it, you know? Got it?
Yeah, I have been resting, which
good.
I don't usually stay at home, so I did this time.
I know. My husband said to me one morning, I had the flu so bad. I was so, oh my gosh. And I, oh, this is never happens to me. I guess I can't say never anymore. And he said, you know, I get up at 6 a.m., I make smoothies. I want to make sure he leaves for work with a smoothie in his hand because it has some, you know, major protein and collagen and all the good stuff in it. And he said, why don't you just go back to bed? And and it was like a suggestion of, I guess I could do that. Give myself permission to do that because the OCD in me just keeps moving, you know.
Right.
So I totally get what you just said. So good for you. You're going to come out on the other side of this. How long is it going to last? As long as it needs to, but the more you nurture yourself, the more you stay in present moment, and the more you, you know, just be, the faster the transition will become. Okay, darling?
All right.
I'm thinking in June, and you're going to have a great summer, by the way. So enjoy.
Yeah, I have a trip. I'm going back home Memorial Day weekend, so I hope to, that could be the start of the fun, you know, that I'm
you know,
up for that.
I had to do a lot of trips in between this to work, for work. It seems like the energy that I needed always popped up. And then I came home, and I just, whew, you know, went back to it. You'll be fine for your trip. And just, you know, like I said, do what you need to do. Don't push it. Don't force it. Just say, okay, blessing this. The transition has to take place. The energy has to take place here. Just needs to happen.
Right. Yeah, I'm having horrible reactions to caffeine, and it's like you don't think of that kind of addiction. You know, it's like people need to quit wine or quit sugar or whatever, but caffeine seems to be upsetting me a lot.
So ask the angels what you want to replace that with. Always ask your angels, what do I need now in my physical body
for energy
to help
right.
tolerate the changes that are taking place? I let go of a few things I was taking. I added a few other new things to it. And just ask for the guidance on that. And the way to make, this is what I have heard, I'm not doing it because I like my coffee too, to make your coffee less acidic is a pinch of, whatever that means to you, a pinch of baking soda in your coffee cup.
Oh,
and what,
great.
And like I said, that amount is going to be according to you, and it makes it alkali. So that may help.
Well, thank you. Yeah, definitely. That's great.
Okay, got to go.
All
got
right.
other callers.
Okay,
your heart.
Next call. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Now everybody's coming online. You missed the lecture in the first place. Okay, hold on here. I'll try to get to as many of you as possible. And I know it's a different day for so many. Let's see. 404, 606, 715. 715. Hi there. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Ooh, Wisconsin. Excellent. How are you?
Doing okay. It's been kind of cold the last couple of days, though.
Oh, I live in, you know, there's no normal anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going away with my daughter, and I live at 7,000 elevation, and it's been in the 50s and 60s, and, you know, you just can't seem to get warm in the last few years. And it's supposed to be 82 this weekend, and I'm going to be gone. And I told my husband, I said, wow, I hope it's not the last 82-degree weekend we see for the rest of the year, because that has happened before. There just isn't any normal anymore. So,
I grew up in Denver.
Go ahead.
I grew up in Denver, so. Yeah.
You get it. What's your question, my friend?
What If you're seeing what the other side's trying to tell me about my music, because when I'm practicing, I constantly feel somebody tapping me on my hand, and other times I feel like somebody just sat down beside me. Several times I've just stood up, and all of a sudden it felt like I just walked a spider web.
They're inspiring you. You have angels around you that are moving you forward. And this is a very positive thing. What is happening, especially when you're playing, is that you are opening up other dimensional planes, because we're really dancing between dimensions here. And you are picking up inspiration and energies from other dimensional planes. So enjoy what you are doing. Before you get started, it's always good to ask for guidance. What do I need to know? Give me wisdom and understanding. You guys are here, or I'm experiencing this, and part of that experience is because I'm going to say this. Part of the experience, which is so vivid right now, okay, is because you have increased your frequency by the things that you have done, the decisions that you have made, not just this year, but even into last year. And so your frequency has gotten higher. And when it's so vivid like this, okay, it means that your spiritual body is trying to integrate that higher frequency into your physical body, and it's actually causing, you know, an adjustment period. You may find that it's not so wide open and intense in the next few months, but don't think that you are any less inspired. It is a part of the process, because that higher frequency opens up so many doors, and it does take a while for the emotional and physical body to integrate with that higher frequency. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Cool. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, I will.
Have fun with it. All right, great. Yeah. Keep in touch, too. Some more creative flowing, get those creative juices flowing. Ask for, you know, open me up. What do I need to know? You know, tap into it, my friend. Let it be fun. It's an adventure. All righty, you take care. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, let's see. 904? 904, I believe that. I try to go to the one that's been holding the longest. Okay, 904, you're on the air. Oh, wait, no, you're not. It didn't work. Hold on. Okay, 904, you're on the air. Name and where you're calling from.
This is Mercedes Girl from Florida.
Hey, Mercedes Girl, you know, you've been on my mind. I have been sending you angels.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll probably have to send you a message just on the small things that have been happening in spite of, because all I can do is just say thank you.
That's it. There's going to be more things happening. Like I said, I wake up in the morning and I think of you. And so I sent you angels. So you
thank
go,
you.
Girl.
Thank
all right.
You. Thank
President.
You.
Take
all
care.
Right. Enjoy
bye-bye.
Your trip.
Oh, yes, I'm going to enjoy being with my daughter. It's pretty cool. All righty. 519, you are on the air.
Yeah,
hi there.
Not that you.
Oh. Hello, I can hear something. Oh, that's interesting. Well, you know, you hold long enough, you get sidetracked. I know that happens to me. All right, let's go back to 404 hung up, but let's go to 111. I think that's a Skype. I could be wrong.
Yes, hello.
But hello there. Hi.
How are you?
Excellent.
I was going to say, do you want me a question, or can you just give an angel message?
Well, tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Sure, my name is Trish. I'm calling from New York.
New York. I might be going there very soon. A gal who works in promotion is moving to that area, and it is now on my path. Let's say that. You know, I've been trying to get to New York for a while, and the doors just haven't opened. So now I can see it in the future down the road there on my path, which will be fun. I've never been there before. But anyways, my dear, transition and change is coming into your world. Transition and change has already been there. A lot of it has happened with moving you from the mental plane to the heart center, because you do like to overanalyze things often, and you find that that is getting tedious for you. So the universe and the angels are helping you move to your heart center to view things through the eyes of your amazing psychic ability that you have. So ask the angels to show you things through the course of the day. Show me a miracle today. Show me what you want me to know. Open up and have that conversation with the energy that is around you, because there's some good, good things coming your way based on what you've been manifesting. And I know there's been a lull in time there, and that gets very frustrating, especially for those because once we make a decision, we want to move forward, and then it doesn't seem to happen fast enough, we get frustrated. Don't allow the ego to frustrate you. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. Things are moving, and you're going to find them shaken up a little bit and the good coming to you. Ask the angels to help you make decisions that will bring you joy. Do not make decisions based on money. Do not make decisions based on anything else but what's going to be fun and what's going to be joyful and how may I serve. Do you understand? Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, except for I don't see the psychic part, and it's really difficult for me right now to make decisions that aren't financial-based, because I have so many things going on that are draining me.
Well, that's ego that's draining you. It is the ego that tells you it doesn't work. When you change your energy, then the energy around you is going to change. So let me give you an affirmation so that you can move forward in this. And the psychic part, you're not paying attention. That's the problem. You are working in the mental plane based on the physical world that says you have to have money. And when it's money, I can understand. It's a huge friggin' issue. And the reason that that's being placed in front of you at this time is because this is an issue you need to deal with. And this is an issue you need to turn over to the angels, as hard as that may be. Each and every single one of us, I've been there myself, been there, done. I get it. It is one of the hardest things that we have to do. So two things for you. I'm going to give you an affirmation. The other thing is I want you to go on Amazon.com, and I want you to get John Randolph Price, The Abundance Book. This has the 40-day prosperity plan, and it is a meditative process every single morning, because you have to turn around your belief that your job is your source. That needs to be turned around to that the universe is unlimited and the universe is your source. And he gives you the 40-day prosperity plan, and it always works. So, but you also need to receive. So you're a doer. You give to everybody else, and now you're in a situation and nobody's helping you. So it is kind of in your face in a big way. So write down this affirmation. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
I give intent.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both know intent is everything. To receive, abundance, all its forms.
I give intent to receive abundance in all its forms.
Yes. Write this down now. Love. Joy.
Yep.
Peace. Prosperity. Health. And perfect divine self-expression.
Okay.
Now, what this is going to do is break down the barriers around you to open up the door to receive your good. And this is important. Whatever is blocking you, this is going to help break down those barriers. Now, here's what I want you to do. Listen to me carefully. Before you get out of bed in the morning, okay, I want you to say this affirmation. And I want you to get out of your head and go into your heart and say it from your heart and visualize, love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. I mean, who doesn't want that? Perfect divine self-expression. Feel a smile come across your face when you say it.
Okay.
And then when you're done saying that, I want you to go out of your head again and into your heart, and I want you to ask yourself how you're feeling. And I want you to be honest, because when we deal with energy, it's very, very important that we're not holding on to negativity. So, and then you can go to your heart center and say, how am I feeling? And angels, I'm feeling fear today. I'm feeling inadequate. I'm feeling whatever it is. Angels, I'm feeling fear. And then I want you to say, and I am releasing it to you. Doing this exercise does two things. One, it validates you, because I have a master's degree in metaphysics, and everybody says, oh, my God, don't dwell on the negative. Well, we got to release that stuff. It's ingrained, you know, from, you know, poverty lifetimes that we have had and in this society. And you're in New York, for heaven's sakes. Abundance is everywhere. So it's going to validate you and how you actually feel, and then you're going to feel it. I just want you to dive into the fear. I'm fearful of not having enough money. I'm fearful of what's going to happen to me. I'm fearful that I'll never get out of it. And I want you to feel it, and then I want you to say, I'm releasing it to you, angels. And just continue to do that, because within the next 20 minutes, those fears are going to be gone. And you're going to go, oh, I'm okay. Then the next thing I want you to do is walk into the bathroom, and I want you to look yourself in the eye, and I want you to say, I am the goddess. I deserve the very best. I deserve to be abundant. I am open to receive all my good. And I want you to look yourself in the eye. And then
okay.
If you get that little book from Amazon, and it should be $6, $7, $8, meager amount, my advice would be to actually get the little book. It comes in a DVD and blah, 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 or CD, not DVD, CD. My advice would be to get the little book, because you're going to want to carry it around with you. And then do your exercise for that. Now, all of this takes seconds, really. It's not as long as it sounds. But you need to do this, because you have to change the energy. The interesting part about this is you release the fear, you acknowledge and release the fear, and it creates a void inside of you. And that void needs to be filled with the positive stuff. I am the goddess. I deserve the very best. Do you see what I'm doing here?
I do.
And this is how you change things. We have been ingrained to be in poverty. It comes from somewhere, whether past life or this life. And I'm telling you, girlfriend, you do what I say. In 6 months, the angels are saying, you won't recognize your life. Things are going to change tremendously, because that's how powerful you are. That's how powerful
okay.
you
are. I'll give it a
all
whirl.
All right, you go, girl. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
But do
I will.
Follow through. It's very, very important, because you are amazing. You are amazing. And whatever you put your energy into happens. So let's put it into the good stuff. Got that?
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, that's it for today. Thank you all so very, very much. Back on Thursday next week. Take care. Have a great week. I know I will. Bless it all. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Take care. Bye-bye.